Vincent, Ali X, Lone Lady, and so much more. We're going to kick off the second hour, though, with an artist who easily made her way into our top 10 girly so grooviest albums for last year. I am always thrilled to share with you new music from My Brightest Diamond. Now, you know My Brightest Diamond. She's the genre-bending one-woman project made up of Detroit's very own Shara Nova, who is inspired by her classical training and shifts her sound from chamber pop to dark indie rock. Well, for her latest seventh album, Fight the Real Terror, My Brightest Diamond wrote and recorded the album in the days after Sinead O'Connor's death. And I have to say, like Sinead O'Connor, the album proves to be raw, unhinged, vulnerable, aggressive, and ultimately a portrait of a woman standing in her own true power. It is true for Sinead O'Connor, and with this album, it is true for My Brightest Diamond. So let's kick things off. Fight the Real Terror. Kids, this is an album we need for these times. Here is Shara Nova as My Brightest Diamond here on Girly So Groovy.
They cheated, then the band is done. Rule number two, don't date a fan. They only want illusions in front of the can. Rule number three, don't kiss an engineer. You may like their attention, but they want to keep on catching you, controlling you. Rule number four, don't date a civilian. They never understand your singular obsession. Rule number five, don't marry the manager. When you go left, they wanna make you stay right. That's the surest time that there's gonna be a fight. Rule number six, don't date another artist. Too much ego in the room with artists. Rule number seven, don't chase a poet. You want their freedom, but you'll be paying, I know it. Rule number eight, don't date a young one. You think for 1 minute this might be fun. Rule number nine, don't try international. That plane ticket gonna make you irrational.
Song is done just like that. That song always needs me to be ready right by the mic to jump in here. Hey, listen, that is Chicago's very own true trans rebel, Ezra Furman, who delivers both folk and punk in the music that she makes. The song we heard is called Thrones. That's from her latest album, All of Us Flames, released a couple years ago now. In fact, when that album was released, it made its way also into our top 10 2 years ago. I am happy to report that Ezra Furman is releasing a brand new album this May. The new album is called, if I remember right, Goodbye Small Head. Did I get that right? Goodbye Small Head. It is coming out May 16th. And in addition to the new album, Ezra Furman is touring in support of that new album. She will be in cities that air Girly So Groovy, such as Vancouver and Washington. And for our listeners in the Detroit and Windsor area, you can catch her July 17th in Ferndale at The Loving Touch. She puts on a gorgeous show. I've seen her a couple of times now and cannot wait to see her again and hear that new music. I'm curious when Ezra Furman releases music, she often releases album in trilogies. The last three albums she calls her anti-fascist trilogy. The three albums before that, she called them her self-discovery trilogy. So I'm curious if this kicks off another trilogy, another journey for Ezra Furman. We shall see. All right, in the middle, it is passionate British singer-songwriter Anna Calvi, whose influences range from everything from post-punk to flamenco, and I feel like you hear that whole range in the song we listen to. It's called Wish. That is from Anna Calvi's 2018 album, Hunter. And then kicking off the second hour, it is Detroit's very own My Brightest Diamond with that new album, Fight the Real Terror. We heard the song Rule Breaker. I am not a musician. I am just a music nerd, but I am curious when musicians listen to the song Rule Breaker, do they recognize or try to follow the rules that were laid out by My Brightest Diamond? I don't know. All right, let's keep things going right now. an album that easily made its way into our honorable mentions last year goes to Annie Clark, the musical renaissance woman, better known as Saint Vincent. Her latest album is called All Born Screaming. We're going to give her a spin right now. Saint Vincent here on Girly So Groovy.
I've been dying just to feel you, but Cause darling, you're dragging me down. I wish I could say that I'm sorry, but I'm over that now. I'm taking you out. It's a cruel, cruel world.
Okay, another jump to the mic. There's something about this set, this hour. Just, it's pure coincidence that the sets are ending so quickly. Music right there from New York City, alternative pop duo Fantagram. The song is called Cruel World. That comes from the band's album 3, hence the third album, 3. And in the middle, it is a band that has been making music for over 3 decades now, Garbage, better known as Garbage. If you are not following Shirley Manson, lead singer of Garbage, on social media, you need to start to now. We need those rebel girls that are willing to speak out against all of the wrongdoings in 2025, and Shirley Manson is one of those true rebel girls. We listened to the song Number One Crush from Garbage. Now, that's actually from the soundtrack to Baz Luhrmann's Romeo and Juliet. It's just a gorgeous Garbage song. And before that, it is music from St. Vincent. The new album's called All Born Screaming. We heard the song Big Time Nothing. We have featured quite a few tracks from that St. Vincent album. It's no wonder why it made its way into the honorable mention list for 2024. It's an album that really grew on me as time went by, especially after seeing St. Vincent live back in the fall. The album took on an even deeper meaning. Okay, we're going to keep things moving. Lots more music to get to coming up in the last half hour. It's going to be music that blurs the lines between indie rock and electronic rock with acts like Ali X and Lone Lady. Up next, it is a synth pop singer-songwriter called Leathers here on Girly So Groovy.